From a Mexican cultural point of view, Dr. Maria Luisa Spicer Escalante tells us about the origins of the celebration of the Day of the Dead. She says that the tradition started with the Aztecs to thank their gods for their crops. That tradition eventually merged with the Christian solemnity of All Saints' Day.
La celebración más importante es una celebración.
The most important celebration is a celebration called Xocatol Uetzi. Xocatol Uetzi, which means the great celebration, the great feast of the gods, and by coincidence, when the Spanish arrived, the celebration of Xocatol Uetzi was around the same time as All Saints' Day, celebrated by the Spanish. So, in an attempt to win the spirit of the indigenous people, the Spanish tried to put All Saints' Day on a par with the Day of the Dead. But they are two celebrations that have completely different origins. So, it is a pure coincidence that it is celebrated on the same day.
The Day of the Dead is celebrated differently depending on the region of Mexico and all the Latin American countries. Dr. Selena Wheely, who grew up in northern Mexico, says it is a tradition to go to the cemetery to remember one's loved ones, clean their graves, and put fresh flowers.
Right there, on the outskirts of the cemeteries, you can see people selling flowers, food, even mariachi or regional music groups have gone, at least in the north, where if families feel the desire to bring music to their dead, they hire them to sing, perhaps the favorite song of a loved one who has already died. I usually travel to Guatemala. They don't exactly call it Day of the Dead, but they do have other celebrations. Some specific dishes, like fiambre, which are somewhat related. In other words, these customs have spread and changed over time and are manifested in different ways.
Professor Spicer Escalante and Professor Wheely started an offering at the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art, located on the USU campus. This offering includes food decorations made of ceramic, plants, bread of the dead, flowers, candles, and papier-mâché bread.
We have a Catrina. Those who are Mexican surely know what La Catrina is. She's a very bourgeois character of a woman who looks like she has lots of jewels. She's dressed super cute. But the idea is that the social class does not matter. It does not matter our education. No matter our age, we are all going to die. So, from the Mexican positivism of the 19th century, this character of La Catrina was born. So, we have a replica of La Catrina from Michoacán, which is a beautiful handicraft. I hope you see it. I hope you have the opportunity to visit it. And we have also included some photographs to remember the dead. You will see all the photographs we have there. And we will have many activities for children.
The Day of the Dead is a two-day celebration. November 1st celebrates all the angels and everyone who died as children or were born dead. November 2nd celebrates all the dead. On November 2nd, at 1:30 p.m., at the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art, Dr. Spicer Escalante and Dr. Wheely will give a presentation about this holiday, which will include activities and a taste of the Day of the Dead's traditional cuisine. With Utah Public Radio, I am Manuel Hirón.